和拥有一个有意义而叫我们满足的人生。
Today I want to talk about how we can have a meaningful yet fulfilling life.
我想最最基础的一个认知就是他们要来寻求神。
And I think the most basic understanding is that we need to come and seek the Lord.
一个人如果没有真正寻求神道，没有真正寻求到神，他的人生不可能完满的。
If a person has not sought out God, their life is impossible. It's impossible for their life to be complete.
我们来看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us read Acts.Chapter 17,
24到28节
Verse 24-28.
我们一起来读好不好？这一段话是这一段话我们先读一半哈。这一段话是保罗他在哥林多，在雅典，在那个就是雅该亚那个地方，在雅典那边，他在等候那个等候希拉提摩太的时候，他就在那边走，结果就看到雅典他们有一个聚会的地方，那边有一个祭坛，上面写着卫士之神。
This is referring to the place in Achaia where in Athens when Paul was walking about and saw this altar that was dedicated toan unknown God.
那他就从这个点就切入，从这个点切入，就开始向雅典人传福音。
And he used this as a starting point to preach the gospel to the Athenians.
他这二十三节的后半段，他说：“你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。”
So the latter part of verse 23 says, "Now what you worship as something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you."
接下来二十四节到二十八节，我们一起读好吗？创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍。好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
So verses 24-28, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands.And he's not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we liveAnd move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
这段话我如果我们好好的去思想，我们会得到一些提醒。
If we meditate on this passage, we're going to receive some reminders.
那我们先只看二十七节。
Let us focus on verse 27.
神说他把人。预定一个年限跟一个疆界，比如说我是1953年出生， 啊，我会活到什么时候？这个是他量给我的年限。然后他量我在台湾某一个地方出生，然后什么时候我到哪里去读书，然后什么时候我遇见大卫牧师啊，什么时候他又把我们带来美国？这个就是地方疆界，他量我们住的疆界。
And it says here that God determines the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. And it just says God determined when I was born and where I grew up, where I went to school and where I met my husband. And all of that was determined by God.
那神说不论你是在什么年限什么疆界，有一个目的就是要叫人寻求神。
And God is saying that no matter what time and the time and place that God set for you, there's one purpose, and that purpose is for men to seek Him.
他说，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
And it says here that so that man could seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us.
我们以前还没有读圣经，我们都不知道这个观念，对不对？我们都没有这种认知。
So before we read the Bible, we didn't have this understanding.
在我们的想法里面，我知识分子不要迷信，这个是宗教。不要迷信，耶稣这个都是宗教，不要迷信。
And in some of our understanding, that we are the intellectuals, we don't need a gospel, we don't need Jesus. Those are superstitions.
我们就是这样子活啊，哈，尽本分的活，负责任的活，这样子。
And it was as if it was only, you know, a living responsibly.And with our best effort.
眼睛看不到的那个很玄的东西，我们不会去想很多。
The abstract things that we can't see, we won't think too much about it.
但是我们知道，人呢，人活着，我们从圣经里边知道，人就是三部分造成的，灵、魂、体。
And but we know that, Each person is composed of three
parts. Lin, spirit, soul, and a body. 那在以前我们知道说人为万物之灵，所以人跟动物不一样的，人有灵魂。
And we learned that in the past that animals are different, human are different from animals because human beings have a soul and spirit.
那对，除了我们跟动物一样，除了物质上的供应，我们的身体这个 body 需要物质上的供应，我们需要吃，需要喝，好，需要休息。除了这个物质上的供应得到满足，的需求得到满足以外，还有别的要有所寻求的。
And so, in addition to receiving provision for our physical bodies, the food we eat, the rest we have, the water, you know, the water we drink, we need to have something else that we're seeking for.
那有人就把它分为物质的跟精神领域的。
Some people divide it into material things, and then the psychological aspect.
Yeah. 那所以那个一般人稍微有思想的，他们一定会有所寻求。
And so for most people, the people who really think about life deeply, they will have some kind of seeking.
这是很本能的。
And this is it's kind of like second nature.
那虽然大部分的世人都晓得在物质之外，我们呢，还应该有所寻求，可是不一定是寻求神。
And even though a lot of people know that in addition to the material things, that there's something we need to be seeking, but not everyone seeks God.
那一般人很普遍的，他们都求什么？求工作的成就。
A lot of people they seek achievement from their work.
啊，求他自己的能力跟价值被肯定。
They seek to be to be.
他的 ability.
Sorry, recognized by their abilities.
还有他的价值，他的 value，
and then their value，
还有他们在寻求他的理想抱负能够实现。
And they seek that so that their ambitions can be realized.
好像好让他的存在有意义、有价值、尽功用。
So that their presence is meaningful and is greatly
Fulfilled. Yeah. 那我们认识神，我们就知道这个不够。
And for those of us who know God, we know that all of this is not enough.
我们真的就会明白，你错失了神，就错失了一切。
And you will understand that if you miss out on God, you miss out on everything.
那上个礼拜我跟你们讲那个，我跟你们谈了一点荣教士，荣耀秀 Pearl Young 他的生命的见证。
So last week we talk about Sister Pearl Young's testimony.
只是一点点，他的见证很丰富，只是讲一点点。
I only shared a little bit, and her testimonies are really there's a lot of them.
有一次我听他亲口在聚会中跟大家替另外一个人做了一个见证。
And so one time I heard from one of the meetings that she was testifying for another person.
她说有一个医生来找她。
She said a doctor came to her.
或者我在这个之前我先小插一段话哈，就有点衔接到景深讲的。当我们经验到神以后，如果我们经验到神的这个事情被传出去，那有的人，因为我们真的有那个实质，有的人就会有需要的人，他就会来找你。
And so once we have experienced, once we have experienced
the reality
of God and preach out His gospel, other people who need God will seek us out.
我不记得我有没有在这个聚会跟大家讲说，他经过八年，他病得医治，灵性很大的复兴。
I don't remember if I mentioned to people that after 8 years she was healed and she had a spiritual revival.
那一些认真在寻求神的人，就听闻这件事。
And a lot of people who are seeking God.Heard about it.
在菲律宾呢，有一个柯先生跟我同姓了。有一个柯先生，他不晓得是怎么缘故，他就很渴慕要来更认识神。
And so in the Philippines, there was Mr. Ko. He came. He longed to know more about God.
那他结婚，跟他太太结婚。那他是一个做生意的人，他跟太太结婚呢，他说有一个蜜月旅行，跟他太太说，来，我带你去台湾度蜜月。
He got married and on his honeymoon, he said, "Let me bring you to Taiwan."
然后他就问人家，就是关于荣教士的事，他就找到他了。
And he asked other people about Sister Pearl Young, and then he found her.
他那个蜜月旅行。就让那个太太 泡在那个聚会里面，要寻求被神的灵充满。
So the whole honeymoon was actually spent at the conference, the meetings, soaking in God's presence.
因为这个柯先生很想要被神的灵充满，他知道这里有一个人是三十几年一直与主同在，我可以从他有借着他神来满足我。所以他就带着他的太太就在那边度蜜月。
And so what he thought was that he really wanted to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And so he knew, he heard of Sister Pearl Young, and so he wanted to receive that blessing.
那另外呢，就是有一个这种，我现在要讲这种，就是他说有一次有一个医生来找他。
And so one time, a doctor came to visit her.
这个医生可能也是，大概是人生有所寻求，听到什么，所以就跑来找他。
And this doctor, he also was seeking something, and he heard about Sister Pearl Young, so he came to visit her.
他就跟他说，我有很好的工作，因为他是一个医生。我的收入也很不错。
So he told her, Sister Pearl Young, that I have a very good job and I have a very good income.
我有很贤惠的妻子，还有三个可爱的孩子。
I have a very prudent and wise wife, and I have three very cute children.
可是为什么我这么不满足？
But why am I not satisfied?
别人都羡慕我，哈，说我很好命，我很好，可是我为什么不满足？
A lot of other people aspire to me, to be me, admire me, but how come I just feel a sense of dissatisfaction?
荣教师就很直接就跟他点出，因为你需要神。
And so Sister Pearl Young.Pointed it out that it's because you need God.
我们的心虽小，整个世界的好处要来填，也填不满我们的心，使我们心满意足。
And so, even though our heart is not very big, but the whole earth, all the good things within it, cannot satisfy our hearts.
因为神是生命的主，他所定义的就是只有神来到我们的心中。我们才可能得到满足。
And because God is the creator of everything, and so He, it was His purpose for only Himself can satisfy and fulfill that hunger and that dissatisfaction in us.
所以他就跟他传福音。
And so she preached the gospel to him.
当然，那个人就接受了主。
And so that person accepted.The Lord.
弟兄姊妹，真的，我跟大卫牧师传福音，就是服侍主，将近四十年，大卫牧师服侍主四十几年了，我们就看到很多很有名、有名望的人，很有成就，德高望重，可是当他没有主很稳当的有主，他们的晚景不是很好。
So Pastor Chan and I have preached for 40 or over 40 years, and over the years we have seen a lot of people who they're very accomplished in their in societies, but because they don't have God, who they don't seek God consistently.In their later days, in their lives, it's not very fulfilling and not very good.
那相反的，有一些他们就是在他们有生之年，他们抓住机会好好的寻求神。在我们那个教会里边有两个国家很重要的官员，他们认真的寻求主。
And so, on the other hand, there are people who hold on to God and seek the Lord throughout their lives. There are two people in the church in Taiwan who are pretty important in in the country.
那其中有一位，他说我们国家不晓得是什么官。我听说，不晓得我有没有，我是听说的。就说因为国家那个时候有一些政治的问题，他忧国忧民，很快一头黑发，霎时间变白。
And so there's a man who, because he was so worried about the country and the people, that his hair turned completely white suddenly.
那他是一个很对国家很重要的人物，非常爱主。可是他最后要离开世界的时候
，He was a very important person to the country, and he really loved the Lord. But when he was dying and about to pass,
大卫牧师有在他旁边。
Pastor David was next to him.
他说他看他好像望向远方。
He said that he saw something in the far away.
好像这样咪咪的笑，好像他看到什么东西一样哈。他就看着，好像他看到什么，然后就咪咪咪咪的笑这样。
And he looked like he saw something in the far in the distance. And he started to smile.
那同时他的身体的那个好像越来越弱，越来越弱。
And his body kept continue to become weaker and weaker.
大概那个生命的迹象越来越弱。那个医生就说要不要再给他打一个强心针哈？啊，太太说哦，不要不要不要。他说让我先生就这么愉快的被主接走。
And the doctor was asking if he should inject something else to keep him alive longer. And then the wife said, oh no, it's okay, let my husband go peacefully in contentment.
有另外一位呢，他以前在大陆是好像昆明市的市长，来台湾成为考试院的委员。
And another person is an official from Kunming, China, and he came to Taiwan and become one of the
考试院
administrator for a testing office.
Yeah, 他呢，这个人非常尊贵。我每次看到他，就觉得好像看到一个很高贵的人，那个气质非常高贵。
And this person is very,
very noble. 那因为他的孩子都在美国，都在国外，结果他生病了，所以那个时候大卫牧师他们这些年轻同工呢，就去服侍他。
And because his children were all in the United States, and so when he got sick, some young people, ministers along with Pastor Chen, they served him.
对，他说他得的病哦，其实他可以非常痛的，可是他那么尊贵，好像他的主可以使他能够去忍耐，还继续保有那个尊贵。
And even though the sickness he had was very painful, and yet God helped him to be patient so that.He could endure the pain and still be very noble.
那个差不多在差不多的时候，有另外一个同工的爸爸是才刚刚信主，也是得了类似的病。
And at the same time, another minister, father, had just received Jesus Christ and also had a similar sickness.
那大卫牧师也是有去服侍过那个同工的爸爸。
And Pastor Chen also served and helped out that minister's father.
哦，他说两个人的那个反应一比较就是那么不一样。
And both people's reactions were so drastically different when you compare them.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个都是一个实际的见证。我们有没有寻求神？更多得着他的生命，成为我们的力量。 成为我们的内涵。
These are practical testimonies, to see that if we have, sought out the Lord and let Him become more of our, the essence in our lives.
那，所以我们怎么活？跟我们的结局会有关系。
And so how we live has everything to do with how our ending will be.
神是很公平的。
God is very fair.
所以寻求神实在是非常的不可或缺。
So seeking God is something that you don't want to skip.
好，那我们再来看保罗接着他就讲17:29。好，他讲到说神要人家寻求神哈，那29-31，好，我们继续再来读好不好
？Verses 29 to 31。
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察。如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone.An image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
这边29节，这边他就讲到希腊，我们知道古希腊的文化就是那种阿尔卑斯山的那些神呢、啊。有一些女神啊，爱神啊，他们这些神啊，都还会有那个爱恨情仇啊。那 OK。
And so in the ancient Greek mythology or religions, they have different gods who love and hate each other.
以前我们读文学的时候，文学就是在讲人生嘛。
And so when we study literature in the past.Literature is talking about our lives.
那所以我们一定要读希腊那个神话。
And we had to study the ancient Greek mythology.
因为他们说西方的文明呢是两个支流。
And they said that the Western civilizations had two origins.
一个就是这个犹太人的这个希伯来的文明。
One is from the Hebrew civilization.
就是崇尚那一位神。那另外一个就是希腊罗马的文化。
And another is from the Greek and Roman civilization.
那为什么我们一定要读希腊罗马的文化？因为这个希腊人他们呢，那些神呢，就是。好像那些希腊人他们很有思想，他们在 要智慧，他们用他们的智慧去观察人生。好，那他们从这些神的里边的特点，不晓得是怎么塑造出来的，就里面有那个人性的那个影子投射在这些人的身上。
And so a lot of the GreekGods and goddesses, because the Greeks were seeking wisdom, seeking, a lot of philosophies. So they projected a lot of the human frailties and weaknesses, onto those Greek gods and goddesses.
譬如我们说，Achilles heel, 哈 ，Achilles 就是一个地上的凡人跟天上的仙女生的孩子，好，那生他的时候呢，他这个妈妈希望他有那个长寿的这个，所以就抓着他去泡琼浆，好，那泡琼浆的你总要抓着这个孩子的一个点， 把他泡琼浆，就抓着他的脚踝泡琼浆。所以阿基里斯呢，就全身都刀枪不入，可是他就是那个抓到那个阿基里斯 heel， 就是那个脚踝呢，没有泡到琼浆，所以那个就是他的致命伤。
And so take the example of the story of Achilles' heel. His mother wanted him to be undefeatable, so she took him to a river and soaked him in the water.
In the nectar.
Oh, in the nectar. But because his heel was not immersed in it, that was his weakness.
所以我们就说，每个人都有每个人的 Achilles' heel.
And so we say that everyone has his or her Achilles heel, their own weakness.
只要我们生命的弱点被仇敌逮到。
If our weaknesses are caught on by the enemies.
仇敌没有爱，他可能就攻我们那个致命伤。
The enemies do not have love.And so they might attack our hurt.
所以，希腊的一些学者，他们也许很有智慧，能够说出人性的现象，可是他没有办法拯救人脱离这些软弱。
And even though these Greek philosophers could portray and explain the human frailties and interactions and the problems with it, but they could not redeem or save us from such situation.
那保罗说，我们既然是神所生的，就不应该去崇拜这些哈。那倒是呢，我们虽然蒙昧无知，神不鉴察，但是神今天来跟你说，神设立一个人，这一个人借着这个人，我们可以得救。这个人从死里复活是可信的凭据，我们可以得救，所以我们要悔改。
And so Paul said that in the past, God overlooked such ignorance. If we believe in those things before, God have overlooked such ignorance. But now He commands all people everywhere to repent.
我们如果悔改，就可以得拯救。
If we repent, then we will be redeemed.
好，我们再来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let us read 1 Corinthians
我们从22节到25节
verse,
先读22到25节
verse 22 to 25
我们说四人都在有所寻求哈，那犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人就是希腊人是要求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，就是希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，因为神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
So verse 22, Jews demand miraculous signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than men's strength.
24节，保罗在这边讲。在那蒙召的，就是我们这些蒙神呼召来信靠耶稣而得救的，无论是犹太的 ，OK， 先听到这里。
So verse 24 says, those who are called, no matter if they are Jews or Greeks.
他说，基督就是神的能力，神的智慧。
That to them, Christ is the power of God.And the wisdom of God.
在一章十八节，我们看一下十八节。
Let us look at verse 18 in chapter 1.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙， 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
And here it says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理，对犹太人呢，他们要神迹，可是希腊人要智慧。对希腊人来讲，这个十字架的道理，这样就能得救，他们觉得这很愚拙。
So the Jewish wanted miracles, and then the Greeks wanted wisdom. And to them, they feel that, you know, if by believing the cross, you can be redeemed. They feel that it's rather foolish.
可是，当我们面对十架，用心灵跟真实来面对，这一位上十字架的，就是背负我的罪的羔羊，就是为了要除掉我的罪的羔羊。当我接受，我的罪就滚到他身上。
But when we face the cross, with truth, and in our inner being, we realize that when we proclaim Him, our sins are given on, passed on to him.
Yeah, the rolled away onto 在他上面哈，那我们就得救了。
And because of that, we are saved and redeemed.
这是上帝定的律。
And that is a principle that God made.
那如果我们能信，我们是有福的。
So if we are able to believe,It is our blessing.
因为全世界的人都握在那恶者手下。
Because all of the people on this earth, we are under the
evil one.
The hands of the evil one.
我们 under 他的那个 power 下面。
We're under the power of the evil one.
没有一个人可以，不论你的学位、你的聪明、你的能干，都不能救你脱离。这个捆绑。
And so it doesn't, no matter what, how smart you are, your degrees, or, you know, your abilities, you cannot, escape from this bondage.
只有，因为死的毒钩就是罪。
Because the sting of death is,sin.
一旦我们在这个罪的权下，我们没有办法翻转。
When we are under the power of sin, we cannot turn around.
以弗所书说，我们死在过犯罪孽之中，死在未受割礼的肉体中。
So in Ephesians it says that we died in our sinful flesh. We died. In our transgression.
如果我们诚实地面对我们的生命光景，
So if we face our spiritual life, and our condition,
我们就会承认，这个就是我们毫无指望的地方。
We will admit that this is the hopeless part about our being.
而许多事情都是人做的。
And a lot of things are done by man.
当人没有办法在这件事上得脱的时候，我们文学上有一个人讲两个字，就是 no exit, 没有出路。
So when we face this in the literature world, they sum it up using two words, no exit.
对，那所以当我们蒙神的怜悯，知道说，哦，我这个罪可以解决，这个拦阻可以拿去，我可以出死入生。
But once we come to God, we realize that our sins can actually, this problem can be solved, and our sins can be gotten rid of. That I can actually leave death and enter into a God's life.
所以为什么十字架的道理在得救的人，那是神的大能。
And that is why, the concept of cross, of the cross, to those who believe, it's God's power.
我们知道，因为十字架，耶稣背负我的过犯，所以他替我死，罪债就还清了。
We know that because of the cross, Jesus, bears our burdens of sins and all our,
and died for us,
and all our debt of sins are repaid.
还有，我们活着，我们还有一个肉体。
And when we, while we are alive, we still have this flesh.
这个肉体，如果我们认定主耶稣，我认定我这个肉体是跟你也同定在十字架上。
And if we, identify ourselves, our flesh, as being crucified with God, with Jesus, on the cross,
这个肉体就被致死。
And then we, put to death our flesh.
那神就可以在我们里边活。
And God can live from within us.
如果我们实地进入这一种生活，这种 practice,
if we enter into this practical practice,
这个叫属灵的操练啊。
Some people call it the spiritual practice.
那我们就知道，我们就会经历到什么叫得救。
And then we can experience what it means to be redeemed.
那真的就是。就会体验到神的大能。
And we will, truly experience God's power.
上个礼拜我跟大家讲说，我们就是说要亲近神，神就来亲近我们。
Last week we talked about, God's power and how when we come to wait upon the Lord waits upon us.
我们说，在十字架，在加略山的十字架，神给我们一个 image， 给我们启示一个 image。
And we say that, at the cross, God gives us this revelation.
就是
of an image，
就是中国字的来，对不对？
And it's the word, the Chinese word come.
就是耶稣说，来到我这里。
It's Jesus saying, come to me.
因为障碍已经除去，所以我们靠着耶稣的救恩，我们可以来到神这里。
Because all the obstacles have been removed, and through God's, salvation, we can come to Jesus.
那从一个角度，神也可以来到我们这里，我们亲近他，他就亲近我们。
If you look at it from another perspective, God can come to us when we wait upon Him, and He comes close to us.
神临到我们，以马内利。
When God comes upon us, which is Emmanuel.
那神可以在我们的生命中。就像我们刚讲的，我们唱的那个诗歌，我们生命经历过风暴，如果我们让神在我们生命中来活。
And so, if we experience storms in our lives, if we let God live from within us.
我最后讲一个重要的点哈，就是，圣经讲要悔改，要归向他。
And the Bible says to repent and to return to Him.
我们刚刚《使徒行传》十七章不是这样讲吗？哈。
In Acts chapter 17.
那一个基督徒，如果他常常让这个圣经成为他的镜子，来让他认识到他生命的光景，而来向神回转。
As a Christian, if we can, continue to let the Bible and God's words, act as a mirror to reflect their spiritual conditions, and we come and we repent when we see our spiritual condition.
那我们跟神之间就没有阻隔。
And then we won't have any obstacles, barriers between us and God.
这个就是哥林多后书三章十六节讲的。
And that is Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
心几时归转向神，帕子就几时除去。
But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
所以，如果我们常常让神的话来临到我们，来牵引我们转向神，我们就一直继续不断的再来得圣灵。
If we continue to let God's words to guide us and lead us and turn to God, then we will continue to get God's, receive God's Holy Spirit.
那个我今天就讲到这里。罗炳生师母，人家问一些人说，哦，罗炳生师母圣灵很丰富，他有常常在读圣经吗？
People ask that Sister Robinson has a lot of holy, has very
full of Holy Spirit.
And people ask if she read the Bible a lot.
认识她的人说是，她常常在读圣经。
People who knew her said yes, she was often reading the Bible.
神的话，神的灵。同时一直作用在他的生命中，以至于他的生命最后被人家说，他的生命充满了神荣耀的光辉。
God's words and His Spirit, they work together in us, and so that just like in Sister Robinson, she lived such a life that people said that her life was full of God's glory.
所以我们彼此鼓励。虽然我们还是有很多的缺点，但是我们会从不完全进到完全。
So let us encourage each other. You know, some of us may still have a lot of weaknesses. Let us encourage one another.
就像我跟你们讲的，就是前面讲的，一个人趁着他的机会有好好寻求认识得着神，他的结局。就跟没有机会好好寻求神的人就是不一样。
Just as I mentioned earlier, those who seize the opportunities to seek the Lord while we still can, and those who didn't have the opportunity or missed their opportunities to seek the Lord, their ending is are completely different.
你知道这个结局是存到永远的。
And you know that ending, this ending is eternal.
感谢主，我就交通到这里。我们唱一首。